relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
The former senator from Illinois who made a promise which sadly he kept, that is going to be setting the stage for our discussion. So many things to talk about with our good friend in studio, a very special one-on-one. It's been far too long from Project 21. Horace Cooper, welcome back to America First.
It's always great to come on the program.
Did he keep his promise? Did he fundamentally change America?
Oh, he did. This is one of those times where you really wish that a politician would just talk and not act.
Not keep his promise.
Yes.
I know I was an immigrant, a legal immigrant. Maybe I was seeing a peculiar slice of America, but I arrived the summer that he would eventually be elected. I arrived in 2008 to America. I started working for the U.S. government. I was a professor for the Defense Department at Fort McNair. My classroom was literally all the colors of the rainbow you can imagine. Officers from every ethnic minority you can imagine and from across the globe. And when I came to America, I didn't see any real issue with systemic racism or in-your-face racism or a class structure bound by the hue of one's skin. But I do believe that that man helped to undo much of what had been done since the 1960s. Is that fair as somebody who wasn't born here to make that assessment?
Oh, I think that's fair. I think what we as Americans witnessed with his campaign and then his presidency is a person who has a deep-seated hostility against America. Now, you can be married, you can be dating. If you say to the person that you claim you love, and he constantly told us how much he loved this country, if you say to them, you're just too fat, I hate your cooking, I don't enjoy talking with you, we share no real interest, I'm not going to get you a gift on your birthday, I don't want to remember any of your anniversaries, it starts to become difficult to believe that you genuinely love this person that you say these cruel things to. This individual, as president, did not show outwardly signs that he loved America. He constantly talked about what America needed to do to be better. It's like when you're married or dating a bad boy, and he constantly belittles you and tells you how you're going to have to change. He worked on it. He divided us. He belittled America. And more importantly than just what he did to us internally, internationally, he also harmed our reputation.
And then, of course, there's that peculiar moment where his wife, Michelle,
yes,
on his inauguration says, this is the first time in my life that I feel proud to be American. So weird that your pride in America has to do with whether or not your husband gets to be president. Now, I know you're an attorney by training. We will excuse you for that. You're not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but I have to ask you this question because I don't understand it as a person who's been involved in politics, who talks about it for 3 hours a day. If you don't like a country, why would you want to be its president in the first place? I find that perverse.
I find it perverse, too, but that's why I keep talking about these relationships. There is this battering relationship syndrome.
So where, like a battered wife.
Yes, where a person claims they're interested in the betterment, but every action they take, he overtaxed us. He destroyed our healthcare system. He reinvigorated bigotry and racism in America. And more than all of that, the economic difficulties that his policies imposed crippled Americans and actually led to this creation of a Biden voter who turned into a Trump voter. The story is not how many people who had been voting since 1992 for a Republican continued to. The story of Obama is how many people who had been voting for a Democrat during those elections suddenly shifted to Donald Trump.
We'll get to that in a second and how the political landscape has almost irrevocably changed in the last 10 years. But what is the end state? If you don't love the nation of which you become the chief executive, what is the goal of Obama or the Obamaites? Because we know, you know, the people running the Biden administration are really holdovers. You know, Lisa Monaco, his counterterrorism advisor, is the deputy attorney general. She's running the DOJ, not Merrick Garland. So what is...
Well,
is
it, let is me just start with Mr. Biden is the premier holdover.
That's good.
Mr.
That's good.
Biden reported numerous times when he was vice president that he disagreed with policies that were too centrist for him, and that if he had his way, he would have gone even further to the left.
So what is it? Are they? Is it just hatred and anarchic dismantling? Is it creating a socialist state, or is it just the maintenance of power by dividing us along identity politics lines? What, have you worked out what the strategic end state is for those who hate America?
See, I don't think it is that important to Mr. Obama whether he's in charge or not. I think it's more important that America is on its knees. And that's a different type
Why?
Of
Explain
hate.
Explain that. Explain that. Because it's just like... You oppressed my grandfather, blah, 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 neocolonialism, so you must be punished.
That's exactly right. There must be a consequence, and therefore, it doesn't matter who our president is, as long as, like the former great United Kingdom, it's a shadow of itself. That's the vision being pushed for America.
It's a very tactical, prosaic goal. It's America must be the whipping boy.
Absolutely. It cannot have the status on the stage. It cannot have the respect. It cannot have its ability to say, we are a great country. Yeah. I still believe we are a great country, but we're one that's under assault.
I love that. You've helped me immensely with that analysis. Not a strategic end state, just a prosaic tactical one of America being on its knees. We have so much to discuss, but let me just kind of flip to the other side of what he did for 8 years and then what the ultimate holdover is doing right now. Last Tuesday, after President Trump left the courtroom, he went to Harlem to the bodega where that man was persecuted by Alvin Bragg. And then outside, spontaneously, this happened. Now, I know it's only one instance, but to be in Harlem and a black child begins a chant, the adults take up, "We love you, Trump." Can we read something of significance into that, Horace?
Okay, this is why millions and millions of people want to come to America. It's a place where the impossible is possible. One of the things that Mr. Obama says is, no, government shouldn't have these amazing accomplishments and achievements of individuals allowed. We should guarantee minimums, and if it's necessary, guarantee our limit maximums.
You didn't build that.
You did, exactly. What we saw with that spontaneous crowd were people who say, this is what we love about America. What's a possibility? Remember, a bodega is just an idea of an entrepreneur starting off with some scraps and developing something that serves his community.
And then
that's America.
And then a president pops by.
That's exactly right. An American, a president who's accomplished, who's achieved, and who has not lived his entire life off the public teat.
Yeah, perfectly put. We're talking to Horace Cooper. We finally did it. We got him on social media. Or maybe his publicist did. Follow him right now. I'm super excited. The Horace Cooper on Twitter. He's got some stuff that's going super viral about a certain Fannie Willis. We'll talk about her next. Also at Project 21 News, author of Put Y'all Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Hurt Blacks. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefActor.com studios. If you enjoy the deep dive with real experts, newsmakers like Horace, make sure you never, ever miss an episode. Follow us on whichever podcast platform you prefer. We're everywhere. Salem, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Just make sure you never miss an episode. It's free to subscribe, and you give us a 5-star review as well, and share the links with your friends. If you want that man, who Harlem says they love, back in the White House, tell the world you are on the Trump train. Get the yard sign, get the T-shirt, get the mug that says what? Well, it's his bookie photograph from Fulton County with a very simple message, Trump 2024. Get yours today, sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com. And support him directly at DonaldJTrump.com. Greetings, this is Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the Midas Gold Group War Room. The MAGA veterans at Midas point out that the Federal Reserve note does not belong to you. It belongs to the Federal Reserve Bank. While the federal debt doesn't belong to the Federal Reserve Bank, it belongs to you. This is your wake-up call to what the Midas Gold Group veterans believe the central bank and government are trying to do, a controlled demolition of our current system with a central bank digital currency to take complete and utter control of our transactional freedoms, a literal digital concentration camp replete with social sanctions. Protect yourself. Turn this wake-up call into a phone call and look into the opportunities that gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Call veteran-owned Midas Gold Group today, 855-322-GOLD, or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. That's 855-322-GOLD, or just go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Always faithful, Midas Gold Group, MAGA, and proud of it. If you haven't done so already, a few days left before we close bookings on our Patriots Alaska cruise. Already 370 of you have booked for the trip of a lifetime over July 4th weekend, June 29th to July 6th. If you missed our trip to the Holy Land a year ago, this is your priority. It's a little bit closer to home. We'll be sailing the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Republic in a 5-star luxury liner. It is the Eurodame. Check out the beautiful ship, the cabins, and the incredible itinerary at sebgorka.com. And reserve your cabin today. I'll be there. Katie will be there. Jennifer Horn, Chris DeGarl, and our morning maven out of New York, Mike Gallagher. Don't miss this trip with hundreds of patriots who love America just like you do. sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. We're so excited to have you on social media, Horace. You've been motivated to cover, as an attorney, what's going on in Fulton County. I have to get your take on what's happening in Manhattan as well. But this case, I mean, this woman, her lover, Nathan Wade, the whole thing's just a bloody embarrassment, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. I think it has put Judge Scott McAfee in a pickle. There are folks who think the fix is in. I don't agree that that's the case. My first observation is one of the challenges of the advocates of lawfare is we don't have the Russian criminal justice system. We don't have the Chinese criminal justice system.
You mean where the sentence is written before the case is heard?
Absolutely. people get their orders in these other countries and they carry them out. It doesn't matter what the law actually is. Here in America, it absolutely does. And it has proven very difficult, therefore, to use lawfare. By no mistake, these cases are not appearing out of an accident. They're intended to cripple or harm the electoral prospects of the president. My observation is that in America, that's just a harder challenge than it would be otherwise. Now, let me say this. If those charges were against you or I, it would be easier for them to succeed. His resources allow him to use our system properly in a way. Our founders originally understood that what King George used to do, he would trump charges against you, throw charges against you, and then deny you an advocate who could stand up in a tribunal and defend you. We have a constitutionally protected right to have the advocate of our choice. Now, in the case of Fulton County, what you see is a case that would be laughed out of court, and I predict ultimately is going to get laughed out of court. Why is that? The Georgia State Supreme Court is not made up of political dummies who support progressive causes. The appellate courts are also not made of that. And oh, and by the way, just in case people, again, were saying that Judge McAfee couldn't be trusted, he was an active member of the Federalist Society when he was in college, in law school. He has written, he was a Trump appointee as a deputy U.S. attorney.
But he also donated to Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis was his superior. And then he brings this asinine, surreal decision that you have to fire your lover boy or stop having sex with him, as if Judge McAfee is going to be sitting in the bedroom making sure that Nathan isn't under the bedclothes. I mean, it sounds
but
like...
he also allowed the appeal, and I want to tell you why. He allowed the appeal to ask the appellate court, is it true that the mere appearance of impropriety would justify removing both? He wasn't convinced that that is true. He wasn't convinced that the law was clearly on that front, but he allowed the appeal. He could have said, I've issued my ruling. I'm not going to allow an appeal. We're going to go forward. The appellate court is going to answer right. this question, and I predict that they are going to argue, they're going to rule that yes, what we saw as an appearance of impropriety is sufficient to allow for the removal.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Let me ask a deeper question that bothers me as an immigrant to this country. I don't understand, because it creates all of these obvious political problems, why we have judges elected and why prosecutors are elected. Why an Alvin Bragg, a Letitia James can campaign on putting a man who hasn't been charged of a crime in prison because his name is Donald Trump. Isn't there a problem with this?
So you've combined two issues.
Yeah.
There is a long-running idea in America that we should have as many elected officials as possible if they're wielding substantial powers. But it is a very new phenomenon that those individuals wielding that power have the ability to publicly say they're going to target individuals if they were to get elected. we've traditionally not allowed, the ABA hasn't allowed, right. The state Supreme Courts haven't allowed, the U.S. Supreme Court has not allowed a prosecutor or a judge to make pronouncements that suggest that they're not actually adjudicating cases, but they're targeting individuals. So that's where I think the real problem lies.
But you don't have a problem with political elections for people who are meant to be officers of the court?
The state Supreme Court of the state of Texas is all elected. And as it happens, it's an entire Republican slate, and it's been that way for almost 15 years.
But you don't mind that kind of injection of politics into what should be the law?
It's, as I said, our founders early on, this isn't a 50-year-old, 100-year-old. Yeah. This preceded even the U.S. Constitution, that most of these positions were elected offices.
So what should be happening to the likes of Letitia James and Alvin Bragg, who said, I'm going to put that man behind bars during their campaign?
So that's what should be sanctioned. She should have to forfeit the ability to bring a case after having done so. By the way, Fannie Willis donated to the opponent of a person that she attempted to target, and the court removed her from the case. Because that's what the tradition is supposed
but
to be.
Who should be
that
doing
should happen
that?
In Alvin Bragg's case. That's what should happen to Letitia James.
At the level above them.
At the level above them. That's the state Supreme Court.
All right. We're talking to Horace Cooper, author, Put Y'all Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Hurt Blacks. Follow him right now. He's on Twitter. No, I'm not going to call it X. It's a dumb name. Sorry, Elon, that one you messed up. At The Horace Cooper, also Project 21 News. Don't forget to give me a follow as well to stay updated on all the breaking news. Make sure you're following me on all the social platforms that we are on, True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. Don't forget, you can also watch us. We are a TV show on your Roku, your Fire Stick, your Samsung Plus device, or easiest of all is just download the Salem News Channel app. And brand new article went up just yesterday on my Substack. That's unique content written by me and also provides you direct access to me. Just go to sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. And don't forget the podcast. Never, ever miss any of our deep dives by subscribing to the podcast on whichever platform you prefer. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. If you enjoy America First, this is a free market enterprise. We don't get a taxpayer's red cent for what we do, unlike NPR and the rest. Support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell. Buy American on his website. He's got hundreds of items made in America by Americans for you. Not just the MyPillow, of which he sold 81 million. The only pillow that doesn't lose shape, doesn't get hot overnight. I lay my head on a MyPillow every single night. But he's got everything else you can imagine. My favorite, the sheepskin-lined slippers. You can get pet beds, mattresses even, pajamas, towel sets, you name it. Up to 66% off if you use my name and free shipping. How about that? Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Call up a human being. Talk to them. Make an order for yourself, for your loved ones. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Hard to credit. It's happening on the streets of America and on the campuses of formerly prestigious institutions like Columbia. This is one of the pro Hamas protesters from Colombia.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow. That's a good one. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas, eh?
I'm not Hamas.
We are Hamas. Maybe you can help me navigate my way out of what I feel to be... I feel like I'm in bizarro world, because for the last 8 years, people like myself, my former boss, President Trump, we were called the white supremacists, the anti-Semites, the racists. And then the people who actually openly call for the death of the Jews from the river to the sea, they're coming out of the hotbeds of left-wing identity politics like Colombia. What's happened? How did that occur? And why is there suddenly this open embrace of anti-Semitism from the left? Do you have an explanation?
Well, I believe that this has always been true, as the anti-Semitism effort has always been against Western civilization, has been against a particular ethic, the Judeo-Christian ethic, and there have been atrocities that have been committed that we promised as a whole planet we would never allow to recur. Now, here's where I think the mainstream media, many academics, owe an apology. They have trivialized anti-Semitism by calling people who disagree with them on tax policy anti-Semitic, by disagreeing with people who want, merit-based systems as somehow anti-Semitic, when in reality, what happened during the Holocaust is an evil that is unparalleled, and comparing it to trivial policy disputes created a circumstance where it has thrived, it has existed. And now, after October 7th, when we saw the kinds of atrocities that remind us of the evil of the Holocaust, they no longer are able to contain themselves. They are admitting, they are gleeful, they're excited about it. What I insist and I demand is that our president have a Little Rock 9 moment, and he push back against this evil anti-Semitism.
In what way? Like deploy the National Guard or what?
He absolutely must say that what we're seeing in Columbia University, what we're seeing at Rice University in Texas, what we're seeing in colleges right now, this week, this is not going to occur. You are going to let Americans who happen to be of Jewish faith attend. They will be free from molestation. They will be free from harm. And by the way, this, there's good people on both sides. That is a damnable lie.
Yeah.
There are not good people on both sides.
But he won't do that because he's afraid of losing the election and losing their votes on November 5th.
History shows who it was. Remember now, the Holocaust wasn't allowed to just simply suddenly spontaneously appear.
Yeah, yeah.
There were decisions made by leaders who thought it was in their political interest to look the other way. The New York Times thought that it was in its financial interest to look the other way. We have academics and we have media that are doing something very similar, and we have a man in the White House that is, history is not going to look favorably on him.
Well, I'm not going to hold my breath for that Little Rock moment. We're talking to Horace Cooper. Follow him on Twitter right now, The Horace Cooper. You have a very easy way, an easy way to start your pushback on the left. You don't have to have a national show or run for public office, but ask yourself one question. Are you funding the left with your cell phone? If your cell phone is tied to one of the big cell phone providers, you know the big guys, you're actually funding the left and people who hate America. They donate millions of dollars every year to causes you hate, like Planned Parenthood, like gun control foundations, like organizations that are trying to cancel and censor conservatives. Why would you do that? Why would you fund abortions with every text you send and every call you make? Switch today to my cell phone carrier. It's the only Christian cell phone company in America. It's called Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. You can get free activation with my name. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade, but call today, 972-PATRIOT. They have donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, even conservative school board candidates, who won, by the way. Don't fund the left. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA.
Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being moved.
That is his decent people on both sides a moment, instead of what President Trump did by condemning the extremists on both sides in Charlottesville. Biden said, oh, well, you know, you've got to understand Palestinians and what's happening to them. No, you don't. Doesn't matter. Nothing justifies what happened on October the 7th. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, or rather Dr. G Mark II. What does that mean? It means I met Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at My PhD Weight Loss, and through their good offices, I lost 42 pounds of, well, let's just say excess baggage. My wife, Katie, lost 36 pounds and looks amazing. Together, if you add that together, that's like a Lauren Boebert that we lost. If you have been struggling to get rid of that excess baggage and you don't want to do those scary injections or pop dangerous pills, then take this program that gives you five meals that burn the fat every single day. If I can do it with my sweet tooth, anyone can. Call her amazing team on 864-644-1900 and check out the amazing before and after pictures on her webpage. Mine will shock you. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. That's 864-644-1900. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. So I could wax lyrical with you for hours, Horace. You're a superb interlocutor. And the question I get a lot of fun out of is mapping the political landscape today. Because I've come to a determination that the old labels of Republican and Democrat or left and right really have no taxonomical effect. It's an ideological division or just an emotional one. Do you love America or do you see America as the problem? If you believe in 1619 project, you're going to vote Biden. If you think America should be great again, you're going to vote for Trump. Can it be that simple? How would you paint the political map of America today?
Well, my observation is after October 7th, after the collapse in Afghanistan and after the economic devastation, we're now seeing left and right economists that are saying the story that the media tells us about this growing and thriving economy is simply not accurate, that real people are feeling it. So the 1619 Project advocates are a much smaller number than they were heading into 2020. This is an amazing country. It's a place for the exceptional to occur is a larger number than it was in 2020. But the deciding factor is going to be those who aren't looking at either of those points.
The ones who are apolitical?
The ones who are apolitical.
And won't they just be swayed by the, it's the economy, stupid usually?
Yes, they will.
Price of gas.
That's exactly right.
And which means they're going to sway MAGA.
This poor stewardship of the economy is very, very likely going to be politically painful for this administration. The problem, as I see it for them, and I'm not in the business of trying to give good advice to the left, but the problem as I see it, the hatred that they feel for America prevents them from doing the kinds of things that should be done. When I was younger, we had a president that lied and said, "I feel your pain." He pretended that he was us, and he downplayed what his activist intentions were. What we are witnessing now is an administration that is unbounded. You just see now Title IX, a push to marginalize people who are biologically women in the name of gender politics. It doesn't work for the middle. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Is it fair to say that, the Democrat Party as an institution is really today the party of the white wealthy elites in big cities?
Oh, it absolutely is. It's a cycle, by the way. The Democrats always claimed to be for the average guy. But you go back to the 19th century, and what you saw were wealthy landholders who actually owned human beings, and the Democrat Party made sure that it protected them. We have similar phenomenon at work today. Elites are being protected by the oldest political party on the planet. I believe had not, and I'm going to say this, the theft of 2020 occurred, we would be heading into 2024 with a real collection among the left in the same way that the left did in 1988.
You mean an internal reform of the Democrats?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't see any solution. They have to be totally, utterly demolished politically in the polls for them to look in the mirror and say, we got it wrong.
And that's what happened after three successive losses in the 1980s.
And the Southern strategy was just a very useful myth, correct?
Oh, absolutely. What we've seen from the left for some time is a willingness to use facets about us, which we have no control, as a means of creating a political wedge.
And that middle, that apolitical middle, what do you think is going to be the most red-pilling for them? Is it going to be the economy as usual, or could it be, for example, this ideological lunacy of the transgenderism? Or something else.
In Black America, that is a huge driver. And the second is immigration. It's reversed with the apolitical. They see the immigration problem as a bigger problem. But the transgenderism and some of these climate initiative issues all push against supporting them. But as I said, the left hates America so much. Do you remember in 1980 when the first huge, do you remember reading about it, the first huge win by Ronald Reagan? The New York Times ran an op-ed where the person says, I know no one.
None of my friends voted for him. Yeah, that was hilarious. Absolutely. Of course they didn't, because you're in your lovely, cosseted elite bubble. What a sagacious individual. You should follow him. He's on Twitter now, at the Horace Cooper, author of Put Y'all Back in Chains. Biden actually said that, how Joe Biden's policies hurt blacks in America. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. It's liberating over 1 million Americans right now from their daily pain. I just happen to be one of them. But it also includes people like Gary from California. This is Gary's story. I cannot thank you enough. I'm a 62-year-old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. If you've tried every other pain relief and failed to liberate yourself, you owe yourself a favor. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Gary, and over 1 million of your fellow Americans. Don't wait another second. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to ReliefFactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433 or just go to ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you want to have sanity back in the White House, if you want to have prosperity, how about a border? How about just no new wars for 4 years? Tell the world that you are on the Trump train. We've put his booking photograph from Fulton County on a yard sign, on a T-shirt, on a mug with a very simple phrase, Trump 2024. Get yours today, sebgorkastore.com. And you made it the number one item in the last month. I'm so proud of you guys. It's a map of Israel. We've done a little bit of jujitsu on the Jew haters. This T-shirt says, from the river to the sea, Israel will be forever free. Get yours today and all of my books at sebgorkastore.com. That's sebgorkastore.com, and support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. That's donaldjtrump.com. Only a couple of minutes left with our good buddy, Horace. Great to have you in the swamp, Horace. The president was on the show recently for an hour. We know he monitors the show. What piece of advice, if you had 2 minutes with the president, what would you tell President Trump about how to make good on those who have been red-pilled in America, whether they're in the middle, whether they're blacks who are waking up to the economic reality? I hear this all the time. He needs to go into the inner city. He needs to go into Baltimore, into a barber shop. What would you say to President Trump?
Well, I haven't been so supportive of these superficial efforts to show that I'm sympathetic to some cause or not. I think the real consequences of public policy matter. Black Americans are looking around and they are seeing that there was a yesterday and there is a today. And a promise to do more of that, I think, would go a very, very long way.
Meaning just the bring things back?
Yes.
The economic prosperity argument.
Yes, yes. Ford Motor Company reported they sold more F-150s during the Trump presidency than to black Americans. First, they sold more to all Americans, right. But they sold a record number to black Americans. In fact, during that period, more black Americans reported buying their first new car. You have to go back all the way to the Reagan administration before seeing numbers like this. People can tell when things are going well for them. They don't need the hand-holding. Yeah. That's what the left likes to do. The other point that I would make to the president is our legal system is, in fact, being exploited to target him. But keep the faith. Our legal system is the best on the planet, and ultimately, I believe that it is going to show that it has been unfair, unfounded, and even unconstitutional for him to have been targeted the way that he has been.
Let me squeeze in one more. I was at Mar-a-Lago 2 weeks ago when we were helping the president finalize his statement on abortion, which I thought was the right statement. He gave us those three Supreme Court justices. Now it is the states that will decide right. The future. My wife is now chair of the GOP in our county in Virginia, and she keeps getting these questions. What do we say about abortion? Do we run from it? And I say, no, you don't run from it, because the other side are lunatics. They want third trimester abortions. Make them look bad. If you were a Republican politician in the next 6 months, what advice would you give them when it comes to the issue of life and abortion?
So I grew up reading Supreme Court rulings because of Roe v. Wade, and that led me down this journey to be an attorney. Our goal at the time was always to return back to the states. That is what we ultimately did. Now, some on my side have decided to move the bar, and it's no longer give this power back to the states. It's grant to Congress this authority. It is an open question where Congress actually gets the authority to regulate abortion.
Which is not in the Constitution.
Right. If you read the dissent in Roe v. Wade, there wasn't some constitutional right to have an abortion because abortion wasn't in the Constitution. I agree that the excesses on the part of the left are the issues that we ought to be talking about. They want abortion after you've painted the baby's room, after you've named the child.
Just the name,
right? Yes, all of the radical things that are possible. In 1972, Richard Nixon said the election was going to be about amnesty, acid, and abortion. Well, we have amnesty, we have abortion, and there is talk about drug legalization in this administration. Sometimes history repeats itself, but look what happened in 1972.
So you are still in favor of the subsidiarity argument that it's the state's issue?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. So excited. Follow him now at The Horace Cooper on Twitter and get the book, Put Y'all Back in Chains. You've been listening to a very special in-studio guest one-on-one with me, Sebastian Gorka, your host. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
When I saw that this morning from a colleague I'm not familiar with, Addison Smith at Newsmax, he was in Manhattan super early at 4 a.m. talking to the construction workers. Dude, that is real, real journalism. Welcome, dear friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka, your host for the next 3 hours here on America First. He spoke to another construction worker in Manhattan. I presume it's near to the court where President Trump is being persecuted. Let's listen to that American patriot.
A lot of people are talking about how unusual it is to see so many Trump supporters in Manhattan at 4, 5, 6 in the morning. Does that surprise you?
No, absolutely not. Demographics have changed. The administration that's in there right now isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not taking care of American people. So we need somebody in there to take care of American people. That's it.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, give it up.
Jeff, was it you who was saying in the pre-production meeting about the steam fitters? Was it you or Eric? Who was saying
that? That was me.
Okay, so tell me about the steam fitters.
Yeah, he was on Fox today, and he said that he did a sample with 9,000 workers in his union, and they are supporting Trump 3-1. And he says as it gets closer to the election, that's going to be a big part of who he tells his whole union to endorse.
Am I reading too much into this stuff, guys? Jeff, Eric?
Not when it's every day.
Eric?
The worker stuff absolutely is very, very important because those are the people who actually come out to vote. As much as fun as the Harlem clip was, I hate to say it, that kid is too young to vote. But when you're talking about adults who can vote and these workers who generally vote Democrat, yeah, that's huge.
Well, let's play the Harlem clip again because it is that little kid, that 10-year-old kid, and then the little girl behind her. And then the adults pick up the chant as well. So I can't get enough of it. Let's play that again, guys.
I love you, Trump. I love you.
And please indulge me. That first cut, the one we had to beep out, just one more time, and then I promise you I'll give you a mini monologue. Please, Eric.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
Just the way he spits it into the microphone, then turns his head and then walks off to work. Oh, I'm sorry, that just makes my heart warm. Okay, special show today. We're going to have Jim Jordan on. We're going to have Matt Boyle, the great Julie Kelly, and Horace Cooper in studio to talk about Black America, Biden and Trump. But first, how many left-wing friends do you have, Eric? Do you have any Democrat friends?
Probably less than three.
Okay, that's pretty precise. Alex, any Democrat friends? Not relatives, friends.
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, all right, we'll talk about that later. Mr. G?
Got a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you talk to them?
A little bit. People I grew up with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can get that. Okay. So, I have some Democrat relatives by marriage, but I don't have a lot of Democrat friends. In fact, I don't think I have any. Except if you count those who call themselves Democrats, but who really aren't. And I have a special place in my heart for two Brits who host my favorite international podcast. Domestically, I have other favorites, but Trigonometry out of the UK is an excellent podcast. And if you ask these gentlemen, at least when they launched it 5 years ago, they would say they're men of the left. They were stand-up comics. At least today, they'd probably say they're not conservatives. But after a few adult libations and a few cigars into the wee hours of the morning when they were staying with me last, I broke down those barriers. And it got to such a point that, well, this is the latest interview. It's with a kind of left-wing lady who likewise is coming over to our side, a very intelligent woman called Louise Perry, who's kind of dismantling the insanity that is modern feminism with her books. And they just interviewed her again. And I was listening to the show this morning, and there was one moment at the beginning where she was talking about what she really believes and how she has to hide it from people. And their reaction, Constantin Kissin and Francis Foster's reaction, is something you need to listen to, because we need to leverage this sentiment amongst those who think they're of the left, but who are slowly waking up. Please listen closely to Louise Perry, Constantin Kissin, and Francis Foster.
Do you know what's interesting about, isn't, I just think it's such an interesting thing about the modern world in general, where I think lots of people who are in the public eye to any extent now, we have like a thing we say in public, and then there's the thing we will say to our children.
Yeah. Mm. Or our friends, or Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And almost always, the thing that people are saying in private is more right wing. Yeah. Not what they're saying publicly. Yeah.
That is absolutely spot on. That is so spot on. That's why everybody's terrified that people are going to get access to their WhatsApps or their Telegrams.
Indeed, yeah.
Because then they'll just get outed as like this right wing person.
Forget the label right wing. They'll be outed as standing up for the truth. That 43-second clip is golden. It's dynamite. Because how many tens of millions of people are living that life of a lie, where behind closed doors, with their children, with people they can trust, their family, they say, men shouldn't be allowed to pretend to be fake women, or we need borders, or why are they soft on criminals in Democrat cities? But they won't say that in public. For fear of what? Being labeled a conservative? That's our entry point. That's the thin end of the wedge for those of us who have the moral courage to say those true things publicly. We have to show everyone else who believes those things privately that not only is it okay to believe them, it is essential, it is a moral necessity that they vouch those things publicly, that they stand up for those truths. Like those construction workers in Manhattan who say, nope, sorry, guy in the White House is destroying America. We need President Trump back. It's just a question of courage. We need to show them that it is essential to tell the truth publicly. If enough of us do that and act as the catalyst, we can only but win on November 5th and beyond. Be that catalyst. Allow those people to come out into the open because you've shown them the way. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Never miss any of our deep dive, long-form discussions with the true experts, the fascinating guests we have here. Subscribe to the podcast, whichever podcast platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And if you want that sanity back in the White House, prosperity, security, tell the world that you're on Team Truth. The Trump yard sign, the T-shirt, the mug, Trump 2024, and the booking photograph from Fulton County. Get yours at sebgorkastore.com and support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com.